Circle of Life. A family's busy morning is viewed through neatly stacked pipelines near BJ Road in Bandra West. Expansion participants at Mumbai Comic Con. Comic Con India has extended its pop culture celebration to 8 cities this year by adding the destinations of Pune, Kolkata, and Ahmedabad to the existing list of Mumbai, Delhi, Hyderabad, Chennai, and Bengaluru. The vision behind expanding the Comic Festival is that it stems from our long-standing goal to make the Comic Con experience accessible nationwide. These cities have vibrant popular culture communities that have been eagerly awaiting our events for years, founder Jatin Wam, above, told This Diarist. We are working hard to bring a mix of international and local guests, artists, and exhibitors that will resonate with each city's demographic, he shared. Best access to art. The double-decker bus parked on Muhammad Ali Road that houses the gallery. The students of Sir J.J. School of Art, Architecture and Design recently showcased their artworks on the Ho-Ho Bus Gallery, a mobile art gallery recreated from the beloved double-decker bus. It is a part of an initiative by the BMC, which includes a mobile bus library and a cafeteria. The gallery was inaugurated last Sunday with an exhibition of over 40 artworks by the students from various departments of the institute. The curated works include landscapes, portraits, acrylic paintings, ceramic, textile, metal artworks and sculptures. A view of the artworks inside the gallery. In all, 26 students participated in this exhibition. The exhibition coordinator and lecturer at Sir J.J. School of Art, Prakash Sonavane, told This Diarist. The Ho-Ho Bus Art Gallery is an initiative to spread awareness about art among people, and it is accessible to everyone who wants to visit and enjoy the artworks of the students. The production of this project took approximately 3 months to complete. The gallery, located on Muhammad Ali Road, near Minara Masjid, is also open to passionate artists who are searching for a platform to exhibit their art, he added. The Lady of Karjat pilgrims at the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima in Karjat. Nothing defines a traditional Mumbaikar like an innate connection to the local train. The tradition of Karjat Chasan at the Our Lady of Fatima church in the distant suburb of Karjat has won such unexplored connection. Walter Marzello, INSET, founder trustee of Mobai Gautan Panchayat, shared, "Last Sunday was an important event in the East Indian calendar, and celebrated as the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. In 1920, the idol was brought from Portugal to the Karjat mission, and was kept at the railway station for some time. People would often visit it at the station. The community is hoping to request railway authorities to place a plaque that will remind passersby of this history." Prithvi prepares a moment from a previous edition of the festival this November. The Prithvi festival is back, and it's bigger than ever. From November 3rd to November 18th, the hallowed Prithvi Theatre in Juhu will once again be buzzing with energy. The festival, a tribute to Prithviraj Kapoor's dream of creating a vibrant cultural space, returns for its 41st celebration this year. The lineup is packed with variety, from 26 stunning shows by groups like Motley and Aquarius to experimental fringe performances in Prithvi House. The Black Box venue will see 16 performances to place emphasis on experimental new works this year. Regulars would not want to miss Rukmini Vijaykumar's special dance piece, or music concerts, including jazz performances by another familiar city name, Louise Banks. There will also be 7 live screenings of UK's National Theatre productions. And for more details, readers can log on to prithvitheatre.org. Chef in Town Music, Food and Flavor will join hands as UK-based culinary artist and chef Lara Norman drops by Mumbai's Eka on October 25. The star of Netflix 5-star chef 2023, Norman's city visit is part of an immersive culinary experience, titled Gourmet Groove. With a 4-course dinner paired with signature Singleton cocktails, the event will also feature the live techno and house beats of DJ Shri. Norman remarked, "This series allows me to craft dishes that not only satisfy the palate but also uniquely engage all the senses. Pairing culinary creativity with live music creates an environment where every bite becomes part of the rhythm, and that makes it so special. Our goal is to keep the energy high and ensure the dancing doesn't stop. That's why small plates are perfect and M-dash, they offer our guests a dynamic culinary experience while keeping the vibe lively and fun. Guests will have the chance to engage directly with the chef, elevating their dining experience.